Lot's experience serves as a warning. March 7th. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. We see the marked traits in Abraham's character when the strife commenced between the herdsmen, and Abraham said, "Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee. Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right, or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left." Lot saw that the country near Sodom was most favorable for his worldly and temporal prosperity, and he chose that location. If Lot had manifested the same courtesy that Abraham had, he would have given him the choice. But Abraham did not take the position that he was superior to everyone around him. He took a humble position. It was the right of Abraham to make his choice, and to be first, but he chose to be courteous in this matter. Lot, instead of inquiring whether this would be the most favorable for his morality and godliness, thought only of his worldly prosperity. But the time came when Lot was placed in a most trying position because of the wickedness of the inhabitants of Sodom. When Lot and his family were taken by those who came in to conquer Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham went to deliver him from his captors. When the king of Sodom would have Abraham take some gifts of the spoils, he there again showed the true nobility of his character. He said he would not take so much as a thread or a shoe tie lest they should say, "I have made Abraham rich." God had given to Abraham the promise that he should have great riches, and he would not have anyone say that the wicked had given him the treasures he possessed. We see that every step with Abraham was one of faith. We read, in, of visitors coming to Abraham as he was sitting in the door of his tent. These were angels of God, and one of them was no less than the Son of God. When these guests came up to his tent, they were strangers, but he observed the rules of true courtesy toward them. The Word of God tells us to be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Abraham did this. And when the heavenly guests made themselves known to Abraham, they told him what their purpose was in regard to Sodom. And while Abraham was not in Sodom, was not connected with Sodom, yet we see that he had an intense interest that Sodom should not be destroyed if God could spare it.